Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the first Tuesday of the month, it must be The Bottom Line with Mitch Spean. I should say starring Mitchell Spean. Mitch, how are you?
Doing well. How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, you know, when I... Yeah, that's right. I saw you, what, Sunday?
And we had a show last week.
That's right. A great show, by the way. A panel of bankers, tax attorneys, and pension people, and two CPAs.
That's right. You are one of the two best CPAs I know.
That's right. And we're going to have a vote here with this panel, and who is the best CPA in the room? I can't wait to hear the voice, the votes. I have control, by the way, guys, of who gets to speak or not, so maybe I am lobbying for some votes. Anyway, when I think of the name Mitchell, let's have a little guessing contest. Who had a great name named Mitchell, the last name, in a great movie about airplanes? Let's see who can guess that. I bet Tom knows, our producer, but he's not in the contest because he is part of KXXT 1010 AM. Oh, my gosh. No one has heard the name, the movie Top Gun?
Oh.
All right. So what's Mitchell's first name? Oh, my gosh, we still don't have it.
Oh, his nickname was Maverick.
So. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Pete Mitchell. Yes. Okay. Anyway, we have a great show today. Of course, The Bottom Line's all about helping businesses as well as individuals to really look at the bottom line, the components of the bottom line, really to focus in on success. That's what Breakthrough Thinking's about, The Bottom Line's about. And we have some very great people in studio today that can help make businesses more successful, more efficient. And Mitchell, I should say Pete Mitchell. No, of course, Mitchell, who do we have in studio today?
Today we've got a panel of ADP superstars.
Nicely said. That is good.
I've been working with Anna East for several years now. I'm not going to say how many. It'll kind of scare us, I think, if we were to know. And she works with smaller businesses. And along with that, we've got two additional people who work with the larger companies and leased employees. And that's from their Total Source group. And you've got the names there.
And so, I will mention them. We have, in this corner, it sounds like a boxing match, doesn't it? We have Matthew Beals, Vice President, Total Source. Welcome, Matthew.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Do you like to be called Matthew or Matt?
Matt is fine.
Matt is fine. Yeah. Okay. Look, he's even describing himself. Matt is fine. Okay. And then we also have Mike Gazzano in studio, sales executive. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. So, and then, of course, Anna East, that we've had on, a returning veteran, we'll call you. And how's the baby?
The baby is doing amazing. And thank you so much for having me on again.
Absolutely. It's been, what, about a year?
Yeah, just about.
Wow. But we should say Anna East Scalia.
That's right. That's right.
A relative of anyone we know that can maybe help us out?
No, I wish it would help me out, too. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a nice name. I love the name Scalia.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that?
Well, I married an Italian, so I got it from him.
Okay, we'll be extra nice to you. Okay, anyway, any Yankee fans in the studio? Okay.
That would be I.
All right, there we go. Any Diamondback fans?
Yes.
All right. All right, it's 15 to 1. Now, I won't bring up the World Series.
I think it was 15 to 3.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was a great, maybe one of the best World Series, right? 2001?
Nice. I would agree. Accurate.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. What do you say?
I would have to agree with that.
Exciting, but the mystique of the Yankees continued. Almost won. That was unbelievable. It's not a sports show, but I still remember that vividly. The Diamondbacks really statistically outplayed the Yankees, but the Yankees with their mystique, they were so close to winning. It was phenomenal. What a team throughout the years.
poor Mike.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about
that.
It
will continue to be.
He was not in Arizona at that point, so.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, you were back there in New York.
Actually, I was in Las Vegas.
I don't blame you. I would be drinking, too. So, all right. That is very cool. Anyway, we're going to talk about, of course, ADP, Total Source. Let's see. Why don't we start really with a description. What is ADP? What's Total Source? Anais, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. ADP is actually the nation's largest payroll provider. We've got an array of solutions that we can help the small, medium, and large business clients with. As Mitch was saying before, I do focus and specialize with small businesses and help them out, really focusing more on cash flow and growth of a business versus spending their time doing administrative tasks such as payroll, staying in compliance, and focusing on that kind of stuff. So a little bit about ADP. We've been around for 60 years now. We do pay one in every six employees. So if you haven't heard of us, you've probably been under a rock.
Yeah, that was like the Geico commercial.
Really?
Remember? They had, you've been under a rock, and then people actually come up from under the rocks. You haven't seen that commercial?
I have. They probably stole that from me, though.
Yeah, that was a good one. So you mentioned cash flow and growth, and that means because you're relieving people of the burden of doing, of really allowing people to do what they do best, and you do the payroll, and you will do all the compliance work and all that.
Exactly. With small business, a lot of times the business owner is the one that's doing everything. They're wearing multiple hats. And so in reality, for them to stay on top of the ever-changing laws and employee laws, it's virtually impossible. So that's why ADP is there. We're there to be your partner behind the scenes to process your payroll and do some of the administrative things like the new hire reporting and, be the go-to person to file those state unemployment claims. So there's an array of things that we can help you out with. And again, we can help you with the one employee S-Corp all the way up to, hundreds and hundreds of employees. And again, from your traditional payroll and tax filing all the way to HR and benefits solutions. So
you actually have HR type consulting as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you do any of the healthcare consulting, for compliance for the new healthcare law?
We do a ton of different things, and that's where our Total Source division would come in. They're more of the PEO, the Professional Employment Organization, where they have the HR solution that is configured in their solution. So
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Why don't we ask which one, Matt? Matt or Mike? M&M's.
Okay. Just we were hoping that wasn't going to come up.
Yeah,
M&M's show.
Has someone mentioned that before, right? M&M's. Okay. Tell us about Total Source and also maybe a follow-up on the healthcare thing, because I think that gets a little confusing for people. But why don't we start with, what is Total Source?
Total Source is a professional employer organization, a PEO. And what that service attempts to do is group thousands of companies together under one umbrella of employment, right? The effort there is to create economies of scale and buying power as a almost a super procurement model for our clients. So we're able to create a lot of advantages for our client companies, ranging from efficiencies, cash flow stabilization, and making our employers better employers of choice in the marketplace to compete more effectively.
And do you offer health insurance?
We do. That's actually a component of the Total Source offering. One thing that both Matt and Anais commented on was, the different levels of service, right? Our particular service model is based on the co-employment relationship. And really what that means is we actually move away from a vendor relationship and into a true partnership, so much to the point where we're actually sharing liability to employ the individuals that Total Source accepts to our pool of business.
That's very cool. Mitch, you have something there.
Yeah, I just want to kind of expand on the co-employer relationship, because I think a lot of people don't realize that when you move outside the realm of just getting ADP for service as compared to the PEO, that co-employee relationship is you're both considered the employer.
That's correct. That's
so
correct.
If you could expand a little bit so that people can understand that a little better.
Certainly. So it is a federally recognized relationship. It moves away from that traditional relationship an employer has with their employees, where the PEO, in our case Total Source, becomes the source of the wage. We, in fact, file the taxes under ADP's federal ID number. We, in fact, are the ones that are, once again, procuring the benefits, the retirement solutions. And we actually have a shared liability at that point forward for the HR exposure.
Yeah, another term I've heard used, employee leasing. Is that the term that you use too, or is this different?
Well, the basic tenets of what is traditionally termed employee leasing, very similar on paper. Many companies, the PEO industry really started back in the mid-'80s, and at that time the prevalent terminology was employee leasing.
Yeah.
You know, the advantages that model has really brought to bear over the course of time have allowed us to expand our reach within the client, to further assist them in a lot of areas, and hence that employer PEO, or that professional employer organization terminology, came about. So we've moved away from more, you know, payroll and workers' compensation focus into really allowing our clients to keep ahead of the compliance issues that they're subject to on a day-to-day basis, to be more proactive in our clients, you know, keep them ahead of those compliance issues, and allow them, once again, to be more that employer choice, to develop more of an engaged workforce with their employee base.
So for the listeners, a big advantage then to have their employees being employees, in essence, of ADP, right, and Total Source,
yes,
is they don't have to really worry about all the compliance. They can do what they do best. It's really it's outsourcing, basically.
It's a fairly comprehensive outsource solution. When we term co-employment, it's important to note that we don't get in between the relationship our clients have with their employees. We work with many clients that have been in business for 20 plus years, are very proud of their brand. They're not looking for somebody to come in and say, hey, I'm going to do your hiring now, I'm going to do your firing, et cetera. We, on the other hand, are the back office employer. So our clients, in effect, still hire, they still fire, they still set wages, delegate responsibilities, everything that they've always done as a traditional employer. However, because of the fact that we become that source of the wage, allows us certain advantages to those clients. It allows us to take certain liabilities off their plate and a lot of non-revenue producing tasks. In addition, we're able to enhance their benefit profile to more closely resemble kind of that Fortune 500 look and feel.
You know, I would guess, though, there's probably strict requirements about making sure every company funds the payroll liabilities, because certainly ADP does not want to take on someone's liability. That would not be a good thing.
That is correct. And you know, unlike our small business services and some of our other payroll solutions, the reality in Total Source is, yes, we have to be very selective about those clients that we enter into this pool. Job one for us is to protect our current client base. Right,
yeah, absolutely.
To allow us to continue doing what we're promising, which is maintaining a very stable employee overhead. Right, so it's not just an open door policy with Total Source. There's a fairly stringent selection process that we go through in order to determine is this prospective client going to be a good fit with the rest of our group. It's one of the tenets that our service actually relies upon, is our ability to be selective.
I also understood, as again working with the small businesses more often than not, that there is a procedure for taking on new clients, whether it be at the PEO level or at the payroll level, to make sure that, especially if it's in the middle of the year, that all the numbers are correct anyway, and you're not kind of grasping at straws.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Anais can certainly speak more to the payroll applications and how they do their balances when they're taking on a client mid-year. In the total source of the PEO arena, because we become the source of the wage from the point in time where that relationship takes effect, right? You know, for instance, tax restarts start all over again. Right. So it's a very popular time of the year, to come on board in January. It's good to note, though, clients come on board with us all during the year. We have clients come on every single month of the year. And, it comes down to a factor of, does the benefit outweigh the cost? For those particular clients. But there's a lot of other reasons, like the beginning of a quarter tends to be a very popular time for clients to become effective with us so they can make a clean break on their quarterly tax returns.
There's also some components of, the health insurance renewals that will trigger some of the business owners to, take a look at Total Source, right? That being certainly a big component of our offering. In so many words, we refer to them as trigger events, reasons why people would be open at a particular time to evaluate Total Source.
And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion and talk about some of these events that will trigger, like you said, you call it charter events?
Trigger events.
Trigger events, yeah. I thought I heard charter, and I'm wait a minute. How can it be charter? Trigger sounds much better. So we'll take a quick break, and I'd be interested in talking about that because I think it is a good time right now, if you think about it. It's a clean break from an accounting standpoint to start January 1st. However, some of these trigger events can happen any time during the year, like you said. And if it's a good business reason, good economic reason, people should do it. And we'll be right back to talk more to ADP and Total Source.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7-steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line starring Mitchell Spean. And we call him Maverick now. Okay, inside joke. Pete Mitchell. Anyway, didn't you guys like Top Gun? Come on, that was a good movie, wasn't it?
Awesome movie.
Incredible.
What was her name? Kelly McGillis?
Yes.
Yes.
I do remember that.
I saw you light up on that one. Okay.
I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah, that was a good one. No question about it. And she was also good in The Witness with Harrison Ford. You remember that one? I'm the only one that watched movies. Okay. Anyway, we're here with the people, the superstars, that Mitchell has spoken so highly of, the superstars of ABP and Total Source. We have Anais Scalia. We have Matthew Beals and Mike Gazzano, Total Source. Now, we were talking about some of the benefits that people don't have to worry about just changing at year-end or quarter-end. But any time is good, especially for some of these benefits. Let's go through those again. I don't think we hit all of them. Obviously, the biggest one is health insurance. And, of course, with health insurance, that's on everyone's mind. And, especially from a cost standpoint, from actually a benefit standpoint. But what are some of the benefits of having health insurance through Total Source?
Great question. If you look at the premise of the model, which is, you know, we're in effect pooling, in our case, almost 250,000 people under one umbrella of employment, we're able to go out and represent that pool in a much more favorable capacity than our individual clients can do so on their own. Right. So what does that mean? Well, medical benefits are obviously some of the most visible aspects of that. But in addition, there's a whole range of ancillary benefits that exist out there that most small and mid-sized businesses simply don't have the bandwidth, the resources, or the budget. To really contemplate. We already have it preassembled. I mean, it's the macroeconomics 101. You know, economies of scale at work in our solution. You know, so from a fully loaded flex spending account, prepackaged 401k plan, multiple options on national A-rated carriers for the medical, ancillary benefits, discount programs, employee assistance programs. These are all available to our clients, whether they're 10 employees or they're hundreds of employees.
Let's also talk briefly about the advantages to the employers as well, because it's not necessarily all being paid by the employee or the employer, but for instance, there's certain insurance like workers' comp that I'm sure has a direct impact on the bottom line as far as cost is concerned.
Absolutely. So once again, going back to the premise of the model, we're grouping all of these folks together, which to our carrier partners represents a huge premium pool. Right. And anybody that's familiar with insurance, I often use car insurance as an example. Total Source doesn't get involved in car insurance. So we're not Geico. Right. but that said, you know, pretty much everybody can relate to this example. I mean, if you're paying $1,000 a year for an auto policy and you get into a $4,000 fender bender, what happens to your premium next year? Right. It goes up.
Yeah.
However, if you're insuring 100 cars and you have that same $4,000 fender bender, well, now the impact is very minimal, if any. In fact, the insurance company would probably pray that's all you had was a $4,000 fender bender if you're insuring 100 cars. One of the basic premises of our solution is that we're able to create a much more stable and predictable overhead in these variable areas that employers have to experience just to maintain employees. You know, example could be state unemployment, workers' compensation, medical benefits is certainly very visible right now. So what we're doing is we're spreading risk amongst thousands of client companies, hundreds of thousands of employees across the country, in order to better leverage that size, power, and economy of scale to mitigate that risk. Business hates surprises, right? Business likes stability. If you're a business owner, you want to be able to predict your overhead 6 months out, 12 months out. Well, one of the biggest variable areas that a business has to experience is in their employee overhead. Surprises happen. We work very hard and diligently to reduce and in some cases eliminate those areas of instability and create a much more predictable environment for our client company. So the example of medical insurance, year over year, statistically, we have been better than the open market with our renewals.
So by spreading risk, of course, like you said, you can keep the cost down because risk and reward are inversely proportionate. Now, can you get the same type of insurance? I mean, it's wide open, or is there a certain plan that you just offer, or there's a lot of choices to it?
Lots of choices. It's very adaptable. We work with hundreds, thousands of companies in many, many different industries. So our program has to be ultimately adaptable to each client's needs and to be able to speak to the demographic within each one of those client companies. So we do work with A-rated national carriers. We have multiple options underneath those carriers that a client can pick and choose from. Once they've been through our approval process, it's kind of like a menu, and it's customizable to each client's needs.
How about, and then Mitch, I know you have a question, but I'm real curious about this because this has been on everyone's mind. Of course, with the health care bill, it may not matter in a couple of years, but pre-existing conditions, so if you have pre-existing conditions, you're a small group, you have 2, 3, 4 employees, and they become part of the total source, is that somewhat waived because it's a large group policy, or how does that work?
Our contracts with our national partners, that's one inclusion in our contracts with our national partners is that we don't have pre-existing condition limitations for our client base.
That's phenomenal. I mean, that in itself, right, Mitch? I mean, that is huge.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's part of why a lot of people go with a PEO is because of that. But I want to let people know, we're talking about a lot of benefits that can be provided by the PEO, but those solutions are also available to the small business that doesn't necessarily go with the PEO, and I wanted NAs to kind of talk on that for a minute.
Well, I will tell you that PEOs, I come across because the way things happen with myself is when I meet with a client, I find out their needs. I find out really what they're looking for if they're, just wanting your payroll solution. And a lot of companies out there don't know about the Total Source platform, as large and as great as ADP is. And that's where we were able to uncover what their needs are, if it's just your, payroll or if they have benefits. And the nice thing is instead of brokering out or going to multiple carriers, you do have, as Mike was saying, everything under one umbrella. So, you don't have to worry every single year going through those health applications because we don't have the pre-existing conditions, spending so much time every single year, year after year. Oh, I have to look at a new broker. My benefits, I had a huge, 40% increase. Whatever it may be, you always have ADP that's there. And because of the buying power and who we are as a PEO, we're able to stabilize our clients' benefits and help them out with that HR overhead. So those are some of the benefits as far as, again, I don't work with the Total Source platform. This is just some of the great information that I know that I get from them as well as from my clients that I've been able to help get set up with Total Source, some of the feedback that they give us. They absolutely send us just wonderful praises all the time that they don't have to, pre-existing. I mean, doesn't everyone almost have some kind of pre-existing condition? So they just, it's nice. They don't need to worry about, I have to fill out all of this, these medical applications and put all of these pre-existing conditions down, or I've got that one employee that has this. I just know that these are the benefits that we get, and it's stabilized through ADP, which is kind of nice. So.
Now, can just one employee group, a sole shareholder, join Total Source, or is there a minimum?
We do have certain business rules that we have to adhere to, and some of them are the result of contractual relationships that we have with our carrier partners. Others are our internal policies that we work within, and that's part of our job as field consultants to work with those prospective clients through that pre-approval process to ensure, number one, that it's going to be a great fit for them. And number two, that it's going to be a great fit for Total Source and the Total Source client base.
So, okay. Well, that, you know, this is great. I mean, it sounds like great news. Let's take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with the great people from ADP and Total Source. And we'll get into more detail because I think this could be a great solution for businesses. And, of course, in this economy, a lot of businesses are starting up. Because, they've been downsized to start up again, and we'll be right back.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business, 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line starring Mitchell Maverick Spean. We're going to call him Maverick. Now, Mitch, you had a question for Anais.
Right. We were talking about the benefits, and I want to make sure that our listeners understand that these benefits are available at all levels. So if she could kind of expand on that.
Yes. As far as the HR side of things, ADP Small Business Services is going to be it's going to provide you with some of the HR solutions. It's not as robust as Total Source's platform, where Total Source, they have an actual individual, which pretty much is as invisible or visible as you want them to be. ADP Small Business Solutions does have our platform's called Run, and it does have a component called HR 411, which has some of those HR solutions to help businesses assist and keep up to date with some of the ever-changing laws and help them knowing what are the steps in hiring and firing and compliance. It has also components to help employers out with job descriptions. When they need an employee and they're looking to hire an employee, job descriptions could assist, as well as possibly if there's an employee that files for state unemployment, job descriptions are going to help them out in knowing, hey, you know, these were part of your duties or your job responsibilities. So it has also things like customized company handbooks. So there are some HR solutions with the small businesses because, again, whether you have one employee, five employees, or 100, you're still going to have some of those same topics that might happen with a larger scale company than a smaller scale, but a smaller scale business might not have the funds or the income to hire an outside HR individual. So ADP tries to, you know, think outside the box, always be ahead of the game, and be able to also help the small business owners out with some of those HR solutions, and not just your traditional payroll and tax filing needs.
So go ahead, Mitch. All right,
yeah. Matthew, did you have something to add?
Yeah, so really in contrast, Mike, by the way, mix this up. So in contrast, you know, Anais has a very comprehensive service for, you know, the folks that fit in that market segment. On the Total Source side of the fence, really the significant difference is a strategic HR business partner. And, you know, what do we mean by that? You know, this is a master degree individual, somebody that is truly dialed into their trade, somebody that comes out to your office and has a conversation about, for instance, how do we staff the organization in such a way that we're able to expand into, let's call it Nevada, California, and any other state for that reason, right? Really, our HR business partners are well versed in ultimately impacting a business's goals, right? We are just a vendor up until the point we have the ability to affect where you're going, right? So it's very important to understand what the goals of the business owner and the business as a whole is.
So is it more strategic in nature at the Total Source level than at the ADP level, the small business? And when I'm gathering, I'll just ask it, and you could let me know if this is correct or not, is, so Anais, for the small business part, they're not actually like the employee leasing concept. You just do their filings, right, and compliance, or is it like Total Source where they could be employees within the big group?
We, the second, they're, with the PEO platform, with Total Source, they're shared employers. So right. ADP will be have more of the HR functionality. With it, with Small Business Solutions, we do more of your traditional payroll and tax filing, and we do help assist in making sure that you have the knowledge in taking the appropriate steps with a lot of the HR stuff. Also helping be more preventative. So how do you avoid, you know, possibly lawsuits or state unemployment claims, making sure that your employees or your workers are, you know, W-2s versus 1099s or vice versa. We don't tell you what to do, but we make sure that we can help provide you with some of the knowledge to help you stay up to date with all the ever-changing laws.
So it's really like one stop. No one's really excluded, per se. If you fit total source, that's good. If you don't, then you still have ADP, the Small Business Services. Mm-hmm. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah. In fact, we have another service called Resource that offers all the technological infrastructure that TotalSource offers, along with that individual, that local human resource partner, but without the co-employment relationship. So really, in effect, we have a truly scalable solution that can speak to virtually every business out there.
You know, I think that's great because you're right. I mean, Anais, you said it, that you can't afford, most small businesses absolutely can't afford a full-time or even a part-time HR person. This sounds like the way to go because there are some compliance requirements and not many people are well-versed in HR.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the nice things is ADP can grow with you. So what happens a lot of times is we have, you know, I'll set up a client, whether it's, you know, it could be an S-Corp, one employee, or it could be a business owner that, you know, is just opening up their doors or, you know, they just have a handful of employees and they have some kind of growth. And the nice thing is instead of saying, okay, now I have, you know, 20 employees, I've got some more HR, you know, responsibilities, and you know what, to help retain my employees, I want to be able to provide them with some incentives, so benefits, 401k, retirement solutions, whatever it may be. So instead of going out there and saying, okay, now I've got to, you know, shop around for this, and I've got a million different point of contacts, they just contact myself or a rep at ADP and say, hey, this is where we're at. Or a lot of times we might even reach out to the client to do a visit and say, hey, how are things going? You know, what are some of your new needs? And now I can just turn over to TotalSource and stay with the same company. We have all of their payroll information and their balances, all of that wonderful stuff on file. And they just now stick with the same company and we just add a few additional solutions and grow from there.
It's seamless, it seems like.
Yes, it is. That's our objective, is to make it as seamless as possible.
Let me ask you this. Do you have some type of way of integrating the payroll reports or into a company's QuickBooks?
Yes, we spoke about this last time. I remember you were impressed with that.
Impressed. Boy, that's a great way to go. So you can actually download it from ADP right into your QuickBooks. Saves a huge amount of doing journal entries or any type of posting. That is excellent.
Yeah, and it's really nice. I mean, exactly as you mentioned, it saves time, you know, with having to re-enter the information, but also with human error. So also it's really nice for accountants. Sometimes they like to have that information there. And a lot of businesses these days are still using QuickBooks. So even though they use ADP for our payroll solutions and to take the liability off of their shoulders, they still use QuickBooks for other reporting in-house. And ADP's general ledger does interface not only on company totals, but on employee totals and also by department. So a lot of industries, you know, as an example, I've got a bunch of clients that are dentists or in the medical industry, and they like to be able to break that down, or construction by departments. It helps out with some job description as well. And so, yeah, that works out good.
That is very cool. Now, let's see. Matt, you were talking about some mobile applications that I think the listeners will find very interesting.
Yeah, ADP, in light of the economic challenges that exist today, ADP has made a very, very conscious effort to actually invest in our technological enhancements. In fact, we invest $600 million a year into new technology. Very, very impressive figure. Some of the more recent enhancements that we're currently rolling out is the ability, these mobile apps that allow employees using our platforms to download an app from the App Store. Most of us are familiar with that. You click on the app. You can look at historical pay information, look at your most recent paycheck, check out your 401k balance. You know, just very cutting-edge, robust technology, not only that offers the administrative level immediate access 24/7 via the Internet, access to their information in customized formats, but allows the employee access as well. Cutting down, once again, that administrative time, creating higher efficiencies within the organization without the need to go chase paperwork.
And, of course, you've got the security in place to keep the confidentiality.
Absolutely. Yeah, in light of the fact that we are the biggest depositor to the federal government, and as Anais was mentioning, we pay one out of every six Americans, private sector Americans. There's a huge requirement for us to have an extremely secure environment. In fact, we have double redundancy in two different highly secret locations around the country where all of our data is backed up. So, you know, God forbid something happens to one of those data centers, it's duplicated in another to protect against data loss.
And it's top secret.
And it's top Very. Secret. I think it's under a Dairy Queen somewhere in Nebraska is the one. Kidding.
Okay. You know, that's what I heard. Just kidding. Wow. Well, let's take
you
a quick.
You didn't hear that from me.
Yeah, no, not at all. It didn't go out to millions of people just now. But anyway, look, we just did a plug for Dairy Queen is what it is. Wait, I've had some Dairy Queen. Mitch, that's good stuff, right?
Occasionally.
Oh, okay. That might be the key word, occasionally. You're absolutely right. Anyway, we'll be back to continue our discussion with the great folks from ADP and Total Source. This is really important for business owners, especially the name of the game has always been, but especially in this economy, is top efficiency. Because if you don't, you're gone. And that's the final word.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Man, And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line starring Mitchell Spean. As I was watching Matt Beals dance to our music, people love our music.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty when I dance.
No, that was good. What do you say, Annalise?
I thought it was pretty good. I wish I recorded it to show everyone at the office, but, you know.
Why do you have to be off camera? That's why you chose that corner.
Next time we're giving him prime spot. Anyway, a couple more. We got about maybe 8 minutes to go, roughly. Maybe more. Oh, we actually have 10. So we're going to talk about a couple things. One, what are some of the key year-end issues that clients need to address right now because it is approaching year-end? Who wants to go for that?
I guess I can.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, Anna.
The end of the year, obviously, making sure that everything is correct on W-2s, that's been a big thing. I focus very much with CPAs. ADP is actually the preferred payroll provider for the CPA Society of Arizona. So I work with a little over 100 firms, and that's why I've been so fortunate enough to work with Mitch. But one thing that a lot of accountants bring up to me pretty much on a daily, our end-of-year W-2s, and making sure that the health insurance, the medical, the benefits, everything are on W-2s correctly in the correct boxes. And so ADP really makes sure that we work with clients and making sure that we do compile all of the information correct so year-end W-2s do look good. 1099s. Also, if anybody has any 1099 workers, they, at the end of the year, that's when they'll get that information over to us. So we also do 1099s, work with 1099s, W-2s, the whole thing. So I personally, I don't know, you guys might see some other things, but those are the two things that have been brought to my attention a lot at the end of the year.
I bet 5500. Do you do the 5500 series returns?
Actually, in our arena, ADP Total Source becomes liable for the 5500. So it's all administered by ADP at that point, with very little client involvement. We take that administrative role.
Gotcha. Now, that's good because people need to start looking at some of these year-end issues, no question about it. Now, one of the concerns we were talking off the air is national health care. I mean, there's controversy. There's a whole bunch of things. Talk a little bit about national health care and what it means to ADP Total Source and people in general.
Yeah, and we talk to literally hundreds of clients on a daily basis around the country, and by far that's probably the number one topic that comes up in virtually every one of these conversations. How is it going to impact us? What does it mean to us? What is the compliance issues that I'm going to be faced with? You know, there's a lot of rule changes that are coming up in 2013 with how some segments of the market space are going to have to deal with tax returns, and there's a whole new box that they have to fill out and calculate. You know, the reality, once again, going back to our basic premise that we're here to create efficiency, we're here to create cost stabilization, and we're here to make our employers better employers in the market space. We feel that that our role is to remove that responsibility from our clients. Let us be ahead of the compliance issues. We have the teams of attorneys. We have the folks in Washington working with the legislature to allow our clients to just take our guidance. Right, we will advise them of the upcoming rules and reg changes, how it impacts them, and give them the options that are compliant that they can move forward with without worrying about having to do that homework themselves.
And I bet some of the listeners are wondering that, and this is always a question anytime there's a service offered, you know, from a cost standpoint. And what can you say about that, or is it so customized that it really depends? But I'm sure it's quite affordable, and what's the cost of complying? I mean, if you don't comply, the cost can be outrageous.
Absolutely. And obviously, depending on which governmental agency is taking a peek inside your business, fees and penalties vary for non-compliance. From a service cost standpoint, with Total Source, it is customized. Each client is a different entity and has different variables. The reality is, however, in most cases, we're able to represent ourselves as a marginal incremental increase over their current overhead. And that's largely driven right back to that economy of scale issue, our ability to have these pre-assembled packages that our clients don't have to source and maintain themselves allows us to come in and act as, again, little or no incremental cost to our clients.
And probably the most important thing, what does peace of mind really cost?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's got to be the bottom line. Hey, the bottom line. We're back on the bottom line. Mm-hmm. But no, really, peace of mind. And people need to realize that it's like prevention. It's like not when you're sick, but a wellness type of prevention, and do the right thing so you don't have to go on the back end and spend a fortune to correct what should never have been wrong in the first place.
I don't know if your listeners have ever had the experience of having to respond to an EEOC claim. It's an incredibly complex and landmine-filled opportunity for them to experience, governmental regulation. Another area that, once again, ADP is able to take off their plate.
That is excellent. Now, with a couple minutes left, probably about 4 or 5 minutes, why ADP? Who wants to answer that? Maybe all three of you. Mitch, what do you think? Let's have all three contestants here. Oh, contestants. answer the question.
No, I think all three, and I think we should start with Mike because he's been too quiet.
Quiet in the corner.
Mr. Mike, the Yankee fan. Okay.
Yankee fan he is. So, Matt really hit the nail on the head here. You know, from a PEO standpoint, really throughout the evaluation process, you know, business owners need to be looking at three real main components in our eyes, right? The PEO's ability to create cost stability that we've talked about, and predictability, our ability to help them move closer towards being an employer of choice. Why would I want to work for firm A versus firm B? And the third component is allowing them to focus on their core competencies, right? If they're allowed to focus on their four core competencies, we're going to ultimately position them to further impact their respective goals.
That's a very good one, by the way, because too many people try to do what they don't know how to do rather than what they do know how to do, and the opportunity cost is ridiculous. Let's now go to Matt on the same question, why ADP and Total Source.
Whether you're considering a service provider to simply, you know, process payroll, or whether you're looking for an organization to step in and really replace a lot of the HR functionality and et cetera, financial stability is key. Right, you're placing a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of that service provider, from tax payments, insurance premium payments, claims management. So financial stability becomes extremely important. The second component is overall ability to deliver these services in a cost-effective manner. ADP, once again, enjoys this unique position in the marketplace where we're, you know, literally twice as large as our nearest competitor. And we have the best, arguably the best financials in the country. We're one of four organizations in the country today that are AAA rated by Moody's and Standard & Poor's. Okay.
Better than the United States.
And all of a sudden, everybody knows what that means, you know, now that the federal government has lost its AAA rating status. And it's worth noting that out of the four, which is ExxonMobil, General Electric, Johnson & Johnson, and ADP, ADP enjoys the lowest debt-to-income ratio. We only have a 1.8% debt-to-income ratio, which is far below any of the other four or any of the other three on that list. We're as bulletproof financially as you can get. We're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to be here next year. We're going to be here the year after to deliver the services that our clients are expecting.
And that's a great reason. And Annalise, in 30 seconds or less, why ADP?
It's very simple. We are the professionals. We are the best at doing what we do and keeping our clients, allowing our clients to be profitable, focus on growth and their cash flow, and we just keep you shielded and protected from IRS penalties. So it's the perfect time now to evaluate whether there's one employee or, you know, like Mike and Matt said, or hundreds, even thousands. It's the end of the year. We've got great promotions to help you make that switch for the first of the year and don't have to worry about carrying balances over. So that's the perfect thing.
I love it. It's like the perfect storm in a good way. This is really, ever see that movie? I'm bringing up movies again. George Clooney.
George Clooney. Yeah. I knew that one.
Got poor that guy. He didn't make it, though. Anyway, thank you so much. Let's give out some contact information. How do you get in touch with all three of you?
Well, really, you could just contact myself, whether it's payroll solutions only or the total sourcing. You want to look at some HR or benefits, you can contact myself, Anais Scalia at ADP. My direct number is 602-751-0228.
Well, thank you so much. You will speak on behalf of Mike and Matt. Okay.
Correct.
Well, thank you, Anais Scalia. And we also want to thank Matthew Beals and Mike Gazzano. And he's a baseball fan. I won't say what team. I've said it too many times today, but join us next time for more movie review. No, we've talked a lot about that. We'll be right back with the Green Roundtable with some special guests. Thank you guys again. We'll see you in about 2 minutes.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.